Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Welcome to episode 2 of the Get to Know You podcast. This week, I really wanted to share and explore some affirmations of self-compassion to start your week with the intention to love. You can choose to keep your eyes closed for this part if you like. And without further ado, let's begin. Firstly, taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's do that twice more, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let your mind settle before we begin this intention. So if that means that you need to pause this video, you can feel free to do so. May you embrace your uniqueness with grace and courage. May you find peace in accepting yourself just as you are. May you radiate love and compassion from the depths of your being. May you let go of self-judgment, self-doubt, and embrace self-love. May you be a beacon of light, spreading kindness wherever you go. May you honor your journey and trust your path. May you see the beauty in both your strengths and your vulnerabilities. May you forgive yourself for past mistakes and embrace growth. May you speak your truth with compassion and understanding. May you cultivate gratitude for the gift of life and all its experiences. May you nurture your inner child with love and tenderness. May you find strength in your authenticity and vulnerability. May you treat yourself with the same kindness you offer to others. May you embrace your imperfections as beautiful parts of your story. May you release the need for external validation and find validation within. May you be gentle with yourself during times of struggle and pain. May you find joy in the simple pleasures of life. May you trust in the wisdom of your heart and intuition. May you find healing in self-compassion and self-care. May you let go of comparison and embrace your unique journey. May you recognize the divine spark within yourself and others. May you cultivate empathy and understanding for those around you. May you extend forgiveness to yourself and others freely. May you celebrate your victories, big and small, with gratitude. And may you find comfort in knowing that you are truly worthy of love. These are my 25 affirmations for this week. I really wanted to share these affirmations just because I feel like this week has been very tough for me. I've been going through a lot of personal changes and a lot of changes and adjustments to my regular schedule. So what's been helping me to tackle this week's challenges is by creating affirmations for myself. Affirmations are all about positive statements, and just by listening and even repeating these affirmations to ourselves, it kind of reprograms our subconscious mind to create the reality that we really want. So in my case, since there's so much change in my daily routine already, I need to find my flow and my groove again. And that looks like restructuring the timing for all the things that are important to me, such as dance, going to the gym, working on my meditation coaching program, while also balancing a full-time position. So this change is more about finding the balance between work and life, and my personal life. Affirmations really helped me to cope with my negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions when they arise. And some of these affirmations remind me that I'm here to move forward and I'm living my life as the person I am now, not the person I was before. Sometimes I'll come up with a few affirmations and pick one or two affirmations that really resonate with me at the moment. For example, an affirmation that I came up with recently is, everything's gonna be okay. You are where you're supposed to be. Take things day by day, one step at a time. Every time I whisper this to myself, I feel grounded and I feel reminded of how far I have come in my journey and how proud I am of myself. I also feel so grounded because this is a simple affirmation that I came up with using my own words. And it just fits so perfectly with what's going on in my life right now. Creating affirmations for yourself can be so simple too. Find words and phrases that remind you to be present. Don't overcomplicate the sentence of affirmation. Let the affirmation be easy to remember. Sometimes it can just be one sentence. And the thing about the power of affirmations is that you can repeat it to yourself anywhere at any given time. Actually, I find that affirmations come naturally when we aren't thinking about the perfect affirmation. Sometimes they come up when we are showering or we're brushing our teeth, driving home from work, or even at the gym. And so once you've figured out your perfect affirmations, don't forget to write it down somewhere and post it somewhere that is visible to you. I used to just write the four affirmations that I shared on a small piece of paper and I just carried it everywhere I went. So it's as simple as that, creating affirmations that resonate with you but are also very simple and yet very powerful. If you need help looking for affirmations, there are a ton of resources online that can help you with that. So this concludes episode 2 of the Get to Know You podcast. If you have any questions about affirmations or how to create one, or if you came up with some affirmations on your own, please feel free to comment down below. Thank you again for listening to this week's podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!